And now on Nights with Steve Price, Dental Health with Dr. Larry Benge, thanks to the Mailo Clinic, the original home and inventor of the All-on-4 dental implant system.
I'm sure Dr. Larry Benge will be coming to have a look at the Invictus Games. Good evening to you.
Steve, how are you?
Yeah, very inspiring, those stories. These guys have, you know, given so much to their countries to fight in the name of their country. They go through dreadful stress and often lose a limb and leg and arm, and they continue to compete like that. It's just inspiring stuff.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, you've got a big development at the Mailo Clinic. You've set up your own dental lab. You're now producing all of the Mailo All-on-4 implants in-house. How clever.
Not the implant. The implants are made overseas. They're manufactured in Europe. But the teeth that go on the top, Professor Mailo said, you know, we need to control more quality so we get absolute the quality that we want. So we've set up our own laboratory and have all the equipment, all the titanium bars, which are the special part of it, we manufacture, and we can control it, which is really good. So the quality is so important for what we do, and we've got really terrific technicians that come out of the Mailo, you know, educational program. So yeah, it is pretty exciting. So and there's the new things that are coming in terms of the new developments, the new plastics that are being developed overseas and actually in Japan. So terrific advancements coming, so I'm very excited about it.
There'd be a lot of training for a technician to be able to actually make those teeth that go on the All-on-4, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's good, actually, because it's busy and they're giving more people jobs. So, actually, we're looking for a couple more technicians. So, it's good in terms of that, you can give people jobs and actually give them something, a skill base that they can use forever, really.
So, you're using titanium and you're using radar technology, I presume, to manufacture these, are you?
No. It's CAD-CAM.
Yep.
So, basically, what you do is designed on a computer. The bar is designed and fitted in the correct relationship with the teeth, and then it's milled out of a block of solid titanium, which is obviously very strong, very light as well, and very precise. So it's a one-piece system, the metal, because it used to be made in a two-piece system, so it's a really good advancement pushing forward. So, and of course, we can turn it around very quickly now, whereas it used to take a long time. We can manufacture it very quickly. So, because, you know, we offer people their teeth in the day, their initial set, which is like their training set, but the second set, we can turn around in like a quarter of the time.
So when you have that little hollow on the top of your tooth that everyone has with a natural tooth, do you have that still when you manufacture a tooth that goes on to an All-on-4?
Yeah, absolutely. So the hollow bit you've got, and you talk
why
about
the is biting, that there?
The
genetically.
The biting surface of the tooth you're talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's because when you're sort of chewing food, you want the cusp of the tooth, the actual cusps interdigitate together with the top and the bottom. So it's actually the way that food actually gets broken up. And if you have very flat cusp teeth, which means you've worn that away, it's actually very hard to chew food as well as you can. You know, so actually, if you look at some of the old skulls, you know, from years ago, that you see, and all the teeth are worn flat because people had they either ground their teeth or had a diet which was very coarse and they wore their teeth away. So those cusps of the teeth that we call, they interdigitate, means they meet together with the bottom teeth so you can bite food very efficiently.
It's so incredibly advanced. Good on you, Larry. I'll talk to you next week, mate.
Yeah,
thanks a lot.
Speak to you, Steve.
Dr. Larry Benge there from the Mailo Street.